We interrupt this very important music to bring you some very important music. Good evening, I'm Terrence McKnight. You're listening to 93.9 FM, WNYC New York, and WNYC.org. And through the magic of radio, we're now at Town Hall Live in New York City. And in just a few minutes, we'll be listening to Charles Tolliver recreate Thelonious Monk's historic concert at Town Hall. We've been talking about this for days. We've been talking about it for weeks. And it's here. We're here. I'm here with Sam Stevenson, and he's going to help us get inside of Monk and talk about this concert, talk about the historic nature of this concert and the concert back in 1959. Sam Stevenson, thanks for being here.
Terrence, thanks for having me.
We're finally here, man.
I know.
You've been working on this thing for years.
12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, really. It's really hard to believe. And seeing all these people walking in here right now, it's feels good. It's very exciting.
Yeah, Sam and I are backstage, and just in front of us is pianist Stanley Cowell. And Stanley has been tapped to play this music tonight. He's going to play what Thelonious Monk played here 50 years ago.
That's right. He's one of the great piano players in the world. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and I learned earlier that Stanley grew up not too far from where I did in Ohio. He grew up in Toledo, which is where another great pianist, Art Tatum, grew up. And I've got a story about that, but I'll save it for later. Thanks for joining us here on WNYC. You know, this is our pledge drive as well. And if you believe in this work that we do here at WNYC, bringing you live concerts, bringing you great music all the time, on evening music and sound check and new sounds and Brian Lara show, all the great shows that you love on WNYC, you can support them by calling us at 888-376-9692. And you can always go online at WNYC.org. We're going to get started with this concert just as soon as these guys are ready, probably in about 5 minutes or so. Sam, so let's just set it up a little bit. Take us back, if you will. New York City, Town Hall, 1959.
Well, I think it was one of the most anticipated nights in jazz history. I mean, Monk had been on the scene for 15 to 20 years at that point, but he had been sort of an underground legend or a myth, and his music was considered eccentric, and he had been playing for several years down at the Five Spot, and this was the first time anyone had ever heard his music in a theater like this. And so everybody who had any interest in music in New York City was here that night. It was a big night.
Well, I got in the hall about, I don't know, maybe an hour ago, and got off the one train at 42nd Street and came east to Town Hall. This is my first time here. It was about 40 degrees outside. What was it like back in 1959? What was the weather?
I was walking over here from 38th Street, and I was thinking that the weather was almost exactly the same, because I looked it up in the papers. It was a atypically balmy evening in New York in February 28th, 1959. The highs were in the upper 40s, about the same as today, and partly cloudy. Another thing I looked at is I was thinking about, all right, this was such a big evening in jazz, but I was thinking about what were people doing who weren't here. I looked at the TV listings for that night in 1959, and Perry Como had a show with Neil Sedaka as a guest. And Dick Clark had a show with Paul Anka as a guest. And I thought that was interesting. It was quite a juxtaposition with what was going on here.
Is American Idol on tonight?
Maybe.
Well, 12 years ago, you picked up this project. And Charles Tolliver has been tapped to recreate this concert. And because those arrangements were lost that Monk worked so hard, he and Hall Overton, Tolliver had to recreate the charts.
That's right. Note for note.
Note for note. Now talk about Charles Tolliver. Who is Charles Tolliver and why was he selected? And who selected Charles Tolliver?
Well, we did. Aaron Greenwald, who's the director of Duke Performances, and myself, sat down 2 years ago and thought, what would be the best, who's the best person to put together a tentet to recreate this music? And we thought it was Charles. He was he put together some of the most seminal big band albums that we have back in the 1970s. Some of the best 1970s big band music was performed by Charles Tolliver. And the thing that he does with a big band is he makes it highly rhythmic, really propulsive in a way that Monk did. And and Monk was very outspoken. We can hear him on these tapes from this loft, where he says, you know, I don't want the band to sound stiff. You know, he says, I don't want it to sound too formal. It has to be loose. And I think Charles achieves that with this highly orchestrated, you know, note for note reconstruction of this music. He also makes it sound loose and really swinging.
If you're just joining us, this is WNYC 93.9 FM, WNYC New York, WNYC.org. I'm Terrence McKnight. I'm here at Town Hall in New York City. I'm joined by Sam Stevenson. Sam is the director of the Jazz Loft Project, and he's also a writer. Sam, just give us, in a nutshell, the Jazz Loft Project. What is this project?
Well, it concerns a building not too far from here, 821 6th Avenue, between 28th and 29th Street. And in between 1957 and 1965, the photographer W. Eugene Smith made 40,000 photographs and 4,000 hours of tape in that building. And the building happened to be a legendary jazz haunt.
Okay, we go on stage with Aaron Greenwald, who's director of Duke Performances.
All right. Welcome to Duke University's presentation of the Charles Tolliver Orchestra performing Monk at Town Hall, 1959. Reviving a landmark. My name is Aaron Greenwald, and I'm the director of Duke Performances. This night is one of a two-night celebration marking the 50th anniversary of Thelonious Monk's landmark 1959 Town Hall concert, which took place here just about 50 years ago, on February 28. Tomorrow, Jason Moran and the Big Bandwagon perform the New York City premiere of In My Mind, Monk at Town Hall, 1959. These two nights at Town Hall are produced by Duke Performances and Duke's Center for Documentary Studies. The musical arrangements you're about to hear were commissioned from Charles Tolliver by Duke Performances, and were performed for the first time in 2007 in Durham, North Carolina. Tomorrow evening's performance was also commissioned by Duke Performances, along with three other institutions, and again premiered in 2007 in Durham, North Carolina. Both commissions were initiated as part of a six-week, 16-event festival hosted by Duke called Following Monk, which marked what would have been Thelonious Monk's 90th birthday. Monk was, of course, born in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and the Monk ancestral home is Newton Grove, North Carolina. Both, depending on how fast you drive, are about an hour from Durham. I want to thank first the senior administration at Duke, who saw fit to provide the substantial funding necessary for an endeavor of this scope. Next, Sam Stevenson and his colleagues at the Jazz Loft Project, which is housed at the Center for Documentary Studies, for participating in what has become an enormously rewarding two-year collaboration around the music of Thelonious Monk. Next, WNYC Radio, our media sponsor and exclusive broadcast partner, the folks at WNYC have, while working on this celebration, collaborated with remarkable grace and generosity. Feels warm. I want to recognize the family members of Hall Overton and Thelonious Monk who are with us tonight. In particular, Hall Overton's niece Joyce and Thelonious Monk's son T.S. T.S. in particular provided sage support for this project at a moment when it was most needed. Also with us is Paul Jeffrey, the saxophonist in Monk's last quartet. Paul played with Monk for 7 years and then went on to direct jazz at Duke for two decades. He's been a mentor to us all on all things Monk. Finally, it gives me enormous pleasure to acknowledge Bob Northern, a.k.a. Brother Ah, who played French horn in Thelonious Monk's 1959 orchestra. Robert Northern is here with us tonight. Now, that mouthful having been said, I hope you all enjoy the show.
Aaron Greenwald, director of Duke Performances, here on stage at Town Hall. And pianist Stanley Cowell sits down to play In Walked Bud. Stanley Cowell at the piano here in Town Hall, recreating this historic concert, In Walked Bud, music written by Thelonious Monk. He's joined on stage now by Rufus Reed on bass, Gene Jackson on drums for Blue Monk. First recorded in 1954 with a trio that was Blue Monk. Stanley Cowell piano, Rufus Reed playing his 1805 bass, Gene Jackson on drums. Next tune, Rhythm and Name. We're here at Town Hall Live. This is WNYC. Thank you. 50 years ago, Charlie Rouse handled that tenor saxophone part. Tonight, Marcus Strickland joined Gene Jackson on drums, Rufus Reed on bass, Stanley Cowell on piano. We're here at Town Hall recreating the 1959 concert that Thelonious Monk gave here at Town Hall. I'm Terrence McKnight from WNYC, joined by Sam Stevenson. And the rest of the band is coming out on stage. Sam, now this is a recreation of the concert, but it's been refashioned a little bit.
Yeah, we built it from a solo piano, Stanley Cowell, to a trio, to a quartet, and now the tintet.
Yes. This has to be a sort of a dream for Charles Tolliver. He's standing on stage, and he's ready. Directed by Charles Tolliver. He's on stage conducting it now. 50 years ago, he was in the audience.
17-year-old kid.
17-year-old kid, yeah. Now he's reorchestrated all of this music. First recorded November 13th, Friday, November 13th, 1953, Friday the 13th, and before that, Thelonious. This is music by Thelonious Monk being heard at Town Hall. Now I'll tell you, all these guys on stage have on black suits, white shirts.
Tuxedos.
Yes. Little Rudy Tootie. Actually, this is Monk's mood. Thank you. Monk's Mood, first recorded in 1947. You're listening to WNYC. We're live here at Town Hall. Still to come, Little Rudy Tootie, off minor, Crepuscule with Nelly.
Thank you.
Little Rudy Tootie, recorded in 1952 by Thelonious Monk. He named that song after his son.
That's right.
And for his son,
Thelonious Jr. His son was born in 1951.
Right, and he's here in the house with us tonight.
That's right.
This is WNYC 93.9 FM, WNYC New York, WNYC.org. I'm Terrence McKnight, live here at Town Hall with Sam Stevenson, director of the Jazz Loft Project. That trumpet solo we heard was played by Kenyatta Beasley. 50 years ago, Donald Byrd played that solo. The man sitting at the piano, who is he, Sam? Stanley Cowell.
That's right. Professor at Rutgers.
Thank you. Off Minor, music by Thelonious Monk. I understand he played this on the Steve Allen Show back in 1955. Up next, Crepuscule with Nelly. Music written for his wife.
Thank you.
Just Like in 1959, Crepuscule with Nelly played here at Town Hall. Charles Tolliver, big band. Tim
Tett.
That
was beautiful, beautiful performance.
Does that explain the goosebumps, Sam?
Yes.
I'm noticing.
I've got them. That tune right there, it's an ode to his wife, Nelly. And it reminds me of an ancient hymn or something.
Yeah. I couldn't figure if he had taken us to church here or taken us into a nightclub. It's so soulful. Tolliver's at the mic now. Let's hear what he's going to say to this audience that's applauding his music.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. You know, Thelonious Monk's music just absolutely leaves you breathless. A lot of hard work went into this. God, I'm proud of these men.
Tolliver's back at the podium. Let's see what he's going to do now.
I think he's going to play Little Rudy Tootie again.
Yeah,
Monk played it twice.
This is how it went down in 1959. Let's see. Let's hear. Thank you. Little Rudy Tootie. Music by Thelonious Monk, heard here in Town Hall in New York City. This is WNYC 93.9 FM, WNYC New York, WNYC.org. I'm Terrence McKnight here with Sam Stevenson. Charles Tolliver is on stage. He just picked up his score. He's got his tam on and the shades, and he's bound to the audience. And Sam, what a show.
Yeah, I tell you, if you're going to play a tune twice in one show, it better be some kind of tune.
Now, it seems to me that the second time they played Little Rudy Tootie, it was in cut time. It seemed like it was a lot faster than the first time they played it. Now, what about the concert in 1959? Did Monk do that?
He did a little bit, yes. I mean, the reason why they played it twice is actually an interesting story. You know, they were recording that concert for an album. And the recording engineer, there was a mix-up, and they only recorded about half of the tune the first time it was played. And so when the concert, you know, when they played the last tune, somebody told Thelonious, you know, we didn't get Little Rudy Tootie. So they went back out and played it as an encore.
Well, some of the musicians are still standing around backstage. Stanley Cowell is here. I'm not sure they're going back out. Did they go out back in that concert in 1959?
No, they did not go back out. This was the end.
I think one thing that was unscripted, we heard two trumpet players on stage, and that didn't happen in that 1959 concert because Donald Byrd was the only trumpeter that night. Charles Tolliver played.
With Kenyatta Beasley on that.
That's right.
That's right. That was very interesting because I didn't know they were going to do that.
Yeah.
I was talking to Charles earlier, and I had no idea that they were going to do that. I wonder if they knew they were going to do that or if it was spontaneous.
Yeah, well, that is in keeping with the true nature of jazz music and Thelonious Monk, that type of spontaneity.
That's right.
You never knew what you were going to get, right?
That's right, and he liked it that way. He often told his musicians, I want to hear something different every single time.
Yeah. Well, Sam, I'd imagine this has to be very rewarding for you because, as we talked about it earlier, we've been talking about it for days and weeks. You've been working on this project for some time now, and it's coming to fruition tonight, the first night. Tomorrow night, Jason Moran will be in this very hall.
Right.
Tell us about Jason's show.
Jason, so these two shows were conceived as two different ways of honoring one historic event, Monk's original Town Hall concert. And tonight was more of a faithful recreation of the original concert. Tomorrow night, Jason does something very different. He takes the archival materials from the loft, the photographs and the tapes, and he blends them with his live band. So he has projected videos. Jason also went down to Newton Grove, North Carolina, and shot some video at the ancestral home of the Monk family. And that's going to be in the concert, too. It's projected behind the stage. So it's really a kind of a two different ways of honoring Thelonious Monk.
Well, the folks you had on stage tonight included Charles Tolliver, who was our conductor and trumpetist, as he calls himself. Stanley Cowell played piano, Rufus Reed on bass, Gene Jackson played drums, Marcus Strickland played tenor saxophone, Todd Bashore played alto, Howard Johnson played Barry Sax, and Kenyatta Beasley on trumpet. Vincent Chansey played French horn, Jason Jackson trombone, and Aaron Johnson played tuba.
And that's an interesting band. There were at least two guys around 70 years old, and then a couple of guys, Marcus Strickland and Kenyatta Beasley, who were still in their 20s.
Yeah, so some of these guys played with like a pop artist like Shakira.
Right.
And some of these guys have played with Dizzy and
Bill Evans.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, what about Monk's band? Those guys that played with Monk, were they pretty much his, like, that same age?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I think the whole band really was more or less, I guess Monk in 1959 was 42 years old, or 41, going on 42 years old. And most of the guys were in their 30s in that band.
Yeah.
A little bit younger than him.
Well, we're wrapping up here at this hall, and you're listening to WNYC 93.9 FM, WNYC New York, WNYC.org. Sam Stevenson has been with me for the last, what you've been looking at me for the last 2 hours, Sam. We talked about
two and
the
a
concert.
Half. It's been fun. It's been really fun, and the music was exhilarating.
Yeah, and there's a lot of information about this concert and about the Jazz Loft project at our website, which is WNYC.org. And you can click on music and read all about the Jazz Loft Project and Thelonious Monk at Town Hall.
That's right. And there's also another site that we're building with WNYC, the jazzloftproject.org. And it outlines the rest of this is really the beginning of the culmination of the Jazz Loft Project. And it's going to Later this year, there'll be a book. There'll be the WMYC 10-part radio series, and there'll be a museum exhibition at the New York Public Library at Lincoln Center. And that can all information about that can be found at jazzloftproject.org.
WNYC's technical director is Edward Haber. Our recording engineers are Rob Christensen, Paul Ruist, Todd Whitelock, and Jason Isaac. Our stage manager is Helga Davis. Our broadcast producer and director, Eileen De La Hunte. The executive producer for music, Limor Tomer. A big thanks to Anya Grunman at NPR Music. And these concerts are presented by Duke University and produced by Duke Performances and the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University. Aaron Greenwald is the director of Duke Performances. The Jazz Loft Project, the Jazz Loft Radio Project at WNYC, is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities and by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. Special thanks to WNYC's Sarah Fischko and to my co-host, Sam Stevenson. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Terrence. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. And I'd like to mention again that this tomorrow night, Jason Moran will be here in this very hall celebrating more music by Thelonious Monk. For WNYC 93.9 FM, WNYC New York, and WNYC.org, I'm Terrence McKnight.